AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military says it used a laser yesterday to shoot down a seemingly threatening drone flying near the U.S. To shoot down a, quote, seemingly threatening drone flying near the U.S.-Mexico border. Lawmakers said it turned out the drone belonged to Customs and Border Protection. The case of mistaken identity prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to close additional airspace around Fort Hancock, about 50 miles southeast of El Paso, Texas. In other news, an Olympic gold medal-winning NHL star claims the White House doctored a video to show him insulting Canadians.
U.S. hockey player Brady Tkachuk says a White House TikTok video falsely paints him as insulting Canadians. Tkachuk calls the clip clearly fake. He says the audio and lip movement do not match. The video uses fabricated audio that includes a bleep slur about Canadians. Tkachuk says he would never use that language. He also denies shouting, quote, close the northern border, end quote, during Team USA's phone call with President Donald Trump after Sunday's Olympic gold medal win over Canada. The team has returned from Italy and NHL play has resumed. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Americans' support of Israel has shifted.
A new Gallup poll shows that American sympathies in the Middle East have shifted dramatically towards the Palestinians after decades of overwhelming support for the Israelis. That shift accelerated during the war in Gaza. 3 years ago, 54% of Americans sympathized more with the Israelis compared to 31% for the Palestinians. Their support is now about evenly balanced between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The changing sentiment has been driven largely by Democrats, who are now much more likely to sympathize with Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Violence has intensified between Pakistan and the Afghanistan Taliban. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Pakistan considers itself in an open war with neighboring Afghanistan, Pakistan's defense minister says, in the worst escalation of violence since a Ghata-mediated ceasefire in October. The comments by Defense Minister Khawaja Mohammad Asif comes after Afghanistan launched a cross-border retaliatory attack on Pakistan overnight that saw Islamabad hit back with airstrikes on Kabul. Asif said in an X post that Pakistan had hoped for peace in Afghanistan after the withdrawal of NATO forces in 2021 and expected the Taliban, which seized power in the country, to focus on the welfare of the Afghan people and regional stability. The escalation comes months after Qatar and Turkey mediated a ceasefire between the two sides. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.